Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The scriptures say that when Jesus was born, there was no room for him in the inn. Well, not much has changed because even today, people are trying to boot Jesus from the public square. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this is a joyous time of the year. In fact, it's my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite day of the year, Christmas Day. And we want to begin by wishing everyone a very merry and joyous Christmas as we celebrate the real reason for the season. This is a time of celebration where God incarnated divinity into humanity through the person of Jesus Christ, connected himself indissolubly so with humanity. He ultimately bore our sins, took the penalty that we deserve, took that to the grave, and rose again on the third day. This is the great time of the year, Matt, that we celebrate this wonderful time of the year. But at the time that Jesus was born, there was no room for him in the inn. And even today, we see that there are attempts to remove Jesus from our lives, from our public square. And the most recent is a situation in North Carolina, where after 40 years, a nativity scene has been removed because some individual complained about the statue of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus on the government property in the town of Dallas, North Carolina.
Well, that's right. The enemies of Christ never rest. They don't take a day off on Christmas. And so the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Dan Barker are once again up to their troublemaking, Matt. And what's sad is that this organization and other organizations like it, even the even more powerful larger organizations like the ACLU and others, they only have as much power as we give them. And they manage to bully and intimidate city officials oftentimes into capitulating when they really needn't. The Freedom From Religion Foundation will just go away if you call their bluff. Not always. Sometimes they'll file frivolous lawsuits and then lose in court. But in this case, as you mentioned, this North Carolina town, Dallas, North Carolina, has had this nativity scene for 40 straight years in front of the courthouse, which is perfectly permissible, perfectly legal. The Supreme Court has ruled over and again that this is just fine. But because the Freedom From Religion Foundation paper tiger comes and makes a big, pounds its chest and does some saber rattling, that the town unfortunately folded. I wish they had checked with Liberty Counsel first.
Yes, in fact, Liberty Counsel provides free legal defense and education to entities like this. And so we are certainly making contact with this particular entity so that next year we can keep Christ, the real reason for the season, as part of Christmas. 12-year-old Coleman Montgomery said it all when Coleman said, "Christmas is not about snowmen, it's about Christ. Christmas, Christ is actually in the national and state holiday, Christ Mass. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ." And this 12-year-old Coleman hit the nail right on the head. He lives in Dallas. As a protest to this move by the city, many people gathered in the town square at the city hall and had a live nativity scene. Now, we're going to work as much as we can to get this nativity scene back in place. This is perfectly permissible, Matt, as you said. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is an anti-Christian organization out of Madison, Wisconsin. They send out these threatening legal letters that actually distort what the law is, and they threaten a lawsuit. Now, we will defend whether it's Dallas, North Carolina, or another situation where Freedom From Religion sent out another letter that also had the same effect, Jay, Florida. In Jay, Florida, they got a letter, and they declared that this nativity scene there was, quote, surplus property, close quote, and they sold it so it could be displayed on private grounds. None of that is necessary. All of it is ridiculous. We're going to make sure that Christ remains part of Christmas, and that's part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. But this is the real reason for the season. This is the battle that has begun from the very beginning when Christ was born, where Herod tried to snuff out all the baby boys 2 years old and under to get rid of the Messiah. That is still taking place. There is continual conflict between good and evil.
Well, that's right. And boy, you as you mentioned, 12-year-old Coleman Montgomery, from the mouths of babes, you know, again, he said, Christmas is not about snowmen, it's about Christ. And, you know, the bad news is that the city folded and allowed the Freedom From Religion Foundation to intimidate them. The good news is, you know, Scripture says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And so, once again, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has overreached, and it's actually had a backlash that ends up bringing more attention to the reason for the season. Christ himself, a live nativity scene on the property of the courthouse there in Dallas, North Carolina. But as wonderful as that is, Matt, the city council needs to be educated. They're concerned about a $100,000 anticipated or estimated cost to fight to battle this in court. Well, as you just mentioned, Liberty Counsel will step up and defend them pro bono because of the gifts and the generosity of the folks like those listening right now.
That's right. In fact, at this time of the year, we have a generous donor who has issued a matching challenge grant so that every contribution given to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year, midnight, December 31, will be matched. So $10 becomes $20, $100 becomes $200, $500 becomes $1,000. So it's a great time of the year to be able to give. And if it weren't for your prayers and your financial support, we wouldn't be able to get involved in these kinds of situations. Now, there is a good news up in Wisconsin. In that particular state, right in the state where Freedom From Religion Foundation is headquartered, several years ago, there was a nativity scene controversy there. And the city wanted to remove a nativity scene. Liberty Counsel got involved, and a citizen continued to stay actively involved and worked with the city council. Now there is a beautiful, magnificent nativity scene that is displayed there every year, right in the heart of the downtown area in Wisconsin, in this particular city. And it has remained there for the last several years. It's because, number one, Liberty Counsel got involved. And number two, a citizen there that we were working with continued to stay involved, decided not to just simply run from this battle. And the nativity scene there is better now than it was before the controversy began.
Well, and that's what happens when you stand for truth, Matt. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation, People for the American Way, Americans United, all of these anti-Christian organizations that are designed for the sole purpose of religious cleansing. That's what we're talking about here. They're engaging in religious cleansing, trying to purge America of her original Judeo-Christian founding, of the biblical principles upon which our nation was built, and the clear references throughout our documents and all over the monuments, all over Washington, D.C., to none other than Jesus Christ himself, Matt. So, you know, when we stand up to the paper tiger has nowhere to go.
That's right. And that's why we need not only your prayers, but we need your financial support, and we need boots on the ground, so to speak. We need your eyes and ears. So we encourage you to give information to Liberty Counsel. You can call us toll-free, 800-671-1776, or you can go to our website, lc.org, and send us an email from that website. liberty@lc.org is the email. Keep us involved, and we need to, as we celebrate this joyous time of the year, take time to celebrate the real reason for the season. All that we do all year long is about this day where Christ was incarnated and the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you and your family have a wonderful Merry Christmas. We certainly, from all of the staff at Liberty Counsel and from Anita and I, Matt Barber, and all of the staff, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy this wonderful day. Enjoy the real reason for the season. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. In fact, it is the blessing that Christ came to become humanity and take the sins of the world on himself and suffer the penalty that you and I deserve, and go to the grave and then be resurrected again. What a wonderful time to celebrate that momentous event, where our eyes have been able to see, where the deaf have been able to hear. May you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Stand with Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support. All your contributions between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.